Well, first, I have a secret to tell you. And since it's just us, I'm going to tell you.
No, it's not just us.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm
okay.
Just kidding.
Okay.
I am actually doing this call. I'm not feeling well today, so I'm doing this call from bed. And
great.
That's one of the things that I absolutely love about being an entrepreneur now is that there are no rules. I create my own rules. And so I'm like, I'm not feeling well today. I still want to do this interview, but how can I make myself the most comfortable while I do this? And I'm like, I'm just going to do this from bed. It's fantastic.
You know, you're like all about the divine feminine, and the divine feminine likes to be comfortable.
Yes, ma'am. And we deserve
mm-hmm.
it. We absolutely
yeah.
deserve it to shine our brightest. So to answer your to move forward now that everyone knows all the information and all my secrets, I started off as an HR executive. I rose pretty quickly. I became an exec before I was 30, and I felt so proud of myself. I was making lots of money, and I was working in an environment where I felt like I had to be someone totally different when I was there. So, like, it was mostly men. It was a tech business, and I was hit on a lot. I was, inappropriate comments were made to me, and I was an HR person, but I was so scared of not being liked and thought that this was my only choice at work, and I didn't want to compromise my paycheck, that I just kind of took it. So I absorbed all of this stuff, and I was married at the time, and I had an affair with someone at work, I think to find some sort of sense of safety. And it all just kind of blew up in my face, thank God, because I was living a life that just was not honoring who I was. It was not honoring my divine feminine. It was abandoning myself for a paycheck, quite frankly. And, you know, and it was so tough because I felt like a chameleon. Like, I was changing myself to be whoever anybody needed me to be. And so I never really got to know who I was. So, you know, that kind of all blew up in a very actually peaceful way. It could have been way worse. But I ended up, you know, saying, you know what, fuck it. And I moved to Costa Rica, where I lived for 4 years. And it was there that I got to finally connect with nature, with, you know, my which is my religion, quite frankly, and connect with my true self, with other people who I felt like I could just be myself around. And it was there that I became a yoga teacher, and I started getting interested in coaching and retreat leadership. And it just kind of, you know, I feel like I was sort of off my path a bit with all the other stuff, yet I was still on it because it serves me today. And now I'm just kind of on this exciting roller coaster of helping other women who kind of felt like I was to discover their true selves, so they can be themselves at work in whatever career they choose and not have to abandon themselves and their femininity. You know, the Me Too movement, I think, is wonderful, and I'm so glad it's gotten us talking about, you know, women in the workplace and how women are treated. And I just think that there's a new rise of feminine leadership, a way that creates allowing and softness in leadership instead of pushing and fighting for what you want. So I'm extremely interested in inserting that into the workplace and helping women to achieve success in that modality. I didn't know it was my challenge at the time, but I got to learn it as we worked together. I was trying to create a business where I was skipping over the building of the foundation to my business. And when I say that, I mean, you know, all the stuff that you teach about energy, about connection, and again, that really the feminine way of being successful. See, what I was doing in the past was I was just focusing on the do, like do, like what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? How am I going to get this? How am I going to make this money? And when I didn't have a solid foundation of actual love and passion for the gift that I was giving, it just continuously toppled down over and over again. And so taking the time, you know, working with you to build a connection to myself, to my services, and to the population I want to work with has given me this base where now the doing is coming from love and from something that is within me instead of, you know, this kind of learned behavior I had of looking to the outside to see if I'm successful. Like, if I'm making money, that means I'm successful. If you like me, that means I'm successful. It's bullshit. right? It all comes from me. So I would say that that was my biggest challenge, and that that's been, you know, the biggest thing that I've been overcoming throughout my work with you.
It's so profound what you just shared. Looking to the outside to see if I'm successful. This is really one of the biggest themes of the spirit of success, isn't it? Because how successful were you when you looked outside to see if you were successful? You made a lot of money, but that didn't feel good. You had a marriage, but that didn't feel good, right? You were in this all-male environment, but you were being hit on by men and you didn't want their attention. That didn't feel good, right? So just like you're proof that that doesn't work. And so what is the biggest thing that's different for you now? Because your mindset has gone 180. So
it has.
Biggest thing? Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. The biggest thing. There's so many things.
Okay, we'll say all of them.
Okay. I'll just start and we'll see where we go, right? This is unscripted here. I'd say being more gentle with myself, being patient and checking in with myself first before checking in with everybody else to see if something's working, right? So being more aligned with my offering and making sure it's coming from a genuine place, because I have such a, in the past I had this conditioning to do stuff for everybody else. So checking in with myself to make sure that I'm not doing that. And failing forward and looking at failing as not this thing, you know, when I used to kind of fail or something didn't go exactly how I wanted, I thought it meant, oh, this means that the universe doesn't want me to do this. You know, I would blame the universe. Like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this because this didn't work. And it's like, no, that's such a wasted opportunity. Like, if something doesn't go the way that you want it to go, that means there's something wonderful to learn there. That means that we can be humble and ask questions and go, oh, interesting. Okay, well, how can I tweak this so that this can be successful? So continuing to not give up and to honor myself by humbling myself to figuring out, okay, cool, well, how can I do it better next time? And sticking with it and having confidence and faith in myself and surrounding myself with amazing, you know, other amazing women who have the same sort of perspective as I do has been so wonderful and beneficial. We don't achieve success in isolation. I tried that. I really did, and I've seen other people try that. Again, that's kind of the more masculine way, like I'm just going to go it alone. You can achieve some kind of success, but it's just not sustainable and it's not fun. And aren't we here to live, you know, to actually live and to have an enjoyable experience? It's not just about winning. It's about helping each other to achieve our hopes and our dreams and enjoying the process, not just the fruits of our labor.
Amen. Well said.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. Can we get a high five? That was so awesome. It's not just about winning, but helping each other. Yes, we're all in this together, beautiful.
Absolutely.
So same question for you. What advice would you give to women who are on the entrepreneurial path?
Oh, my gosh.
Consider themselves spiritual and successful, and they want to get out of that conditioning that says, I have to abandon myself, I have to be a slave to money, I have to not speak up for myself in order to be liked. Mm-hmm. What's your best advice?
Finding a mentor or a coach. And, you know, group programs are amazing, which I'm a part of. So surrounding yourself, again, like I said before, I can't stress it enough, with people who want to help you succeed and aren't going to be, instead of being competitive, right? So people who see the world as abundant and there's plenty for everybody instead of scarcity mindset, you know, it's either you or me, I think is super, super important. Another thing that I'll repeat is the failing forward. I hate to even use the word fail because it's not really a failure. It's all part of the process, right?
Right.
So knowing that because something doesn't work to your expectation, it's not because what you've done is wrong. It's because maybe your expectation wasn't in line with your actions. So that's no problem. You can just take a look and tweak it and then do better next time. Because every successful person has experienced this, and that's what makes us a resilient. So resilience is such an important thing. And having confidence in yourself, which, again, both of those things, surrounding yourself with like-minded people and, you know, quote, failing forward is going to help you do. So being confident that you can do this. You chose this for a reason. So it's important to continue to trust yourself on your path no matter what happens, or else it goes back to what I was saying before, where you're looking for outside evidence to support or negate your success, and that's not going to work. That hasn't, that probably didn't work for you in the past, and it's not now. So continue to check in with yourself and have confidence. You can do this.
So good. I know you've done a lot of group programs.
Yes.
And you mentioned the importance of being in a group, surrounding yourself with like-minded people. So what are you noticing is different about the, your experience this year?
It's less of a, there's one way to do this, and if you don't do it this way, you're not going to be successful, which I've had with other group programs. So a lot of other group programs have focused on strategy, which you do as well. You do have strategy in your program, and I really like that, and I've gotten a lot out of that. But there's not that that extra pressure on the doing portion in order to be successful. I think you balance the being and the confidence and the energy behind our actions equally with the actions themselves. And that, I think, is the key right there, which I've never experienced from another group program. But those are the key two ingredients that need to be in equal portions in order to be sustainably successful. It's so much easier, and it's so much more fun. And if we're not here for that, then what are we doing here?